Item 852.
Amend contract with TriMet for $4,937,279 to provide for enhanced upkeep and security of the Portland Transit Mall and Light Rail Transit Loop segment, First Avenue, Morrison, and Yamhill.
Commissioner Novak.
Colleagues, in 2009, just before the Transit Mall became fully operational, TriMet and the city, through an ordinance, entered into an agreement for enhanced Transit Mall upkeep for fiscal years 2009-14 for the Mall and Light Rail Transit Loop. And this ordinance would renew the agreement to FY 2018-2019. And Christine Leon from PBOT is here to elaborate and answer any questions.
So good morning, and thank you, Commissioner Nowick. Good morning, President of the Council and other commissioners. Again, I'm Christine Leon with the Portland Bureau of Transportation, and I'm going to give you a brief overview of the Portland Mall and Loop funding agreement for the amendment before you today. This is a amendment to an existing five-year agreement that, if passed, will provide another 5 years of funding for Portlanders. So the agreement amendment ensures resources are available for recurring daily needs, such as security patrol, cleaning, upkeep of poles, keeping trees trimmed away from electric wires, small events, keeping transit shelters, sidewalks, garbage and recycling containers clean, as well as eyes on the street. And it also provides long-term and more substantial upkeep in the investment of a major maintenance account for intersection pavers, pavement, granite curb, for example. So I'm just going to give you a really brief history. The mall, which are 5th and 6th Avenues between Burnside to City Hall, was originally opened in 1978 and served by buses. In 1984, light rail was added to Morrison, Yamhill, and 1st Avenue and was otherwise called the Loop. 10 years later, in 1994, the Transit Mall expanded north of Burnside to Union Station, opening bus access to Chinatown, Greyhound, and Union Station. And then 15 years following that, in 2009, light rail was added to the mall, which was also extended north and south between Union Station and Portland State University. Prior to the 2009 project, 30 years of lack of funding for upkeep deteriorated the city and TriMet assets along the mall, and the vibrancy of the space had waned. When funding was secured for the light rail and rehab project in 2009, council wisely made a commitment to a public-private partnership and directed development of a mall management strategy to increase stewardship, to improve maintenance, crime prevention, and public space use programs. The city invested $45.5 million to refurbish the mall in partnership with TriMet in 2009. And committed funding for its continued upkeep. The agreement was set for 5 years originally, funded from PBOT with GTR, and it had the understanding it should continue beyond that. The Central City is a unique economic transportation, cultural, and educational hub, and a vibrant resource for many Portlanders. To ensure the Central City remains vibrant, right-of-way that serve millions of transit users and pedestrians must be safe, well-maintained, and vibrant spaces as well. To ensure this, the city and TriMet are prepared to extend the agreement for a second 5 years to fund enhanced upkeep and security on the mall and the loop. The annual funding for the enhanced upkeep services in fiscal year 14-15 is $768,000, and PBOT has this amount in their adopted budget. In addition to this, a portion of the major maintenance account is funded by PBOT, needed for monthly resetting, resanding, and sealing of the intersection pavers. You may have seen them out in front of City Hall applying additional sand every month. So in summary, to ensure the continued results for the city's investment in this partnership with TriMet and Portland State University and PBA, it's being requested that this amendment be passed. TriMet Board has also approved this extension. So with that, I'm happy to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you. Questions?
How much funding goes to the Police Bureau through this contract?
None of it goes to the Police Bureau for this. We work with the Police Bureau on the security. If the folks out there see anything, they will contact the police.
But you said that it goes for enhanced security. What does that entail?
So really what it is Downtown Clean and Safe are hired to patrol the mall in the loop, and they ensure that there's a presence on the mall, and if they see anything or if property owners contact them, then they will try to deal with the situation or, if necessary, contact the police. So there's an immediate response. Before this agreement, there were TriMet inspectors out there. There was an additional police presence. PBOT had a number of complaints for use in the right-of-way. So what this did is consolidated those services into one lead under TriMet.
So I'm wondering why transportation dollars are being used for the security rather than general fund dollars.
Transportation committed to the upkeep of the mall, and part of the public space management is to ensure that there is a good vibrancy in the transit mall. And so those are the dollars to which have been presented so far.
Okay. Thank you.
Commissioner, I appreciate the question, and I think it's probably worthy of further discussion in the next budget cycle.
Okay. Thank you very much. Anybody wish to testify?
No one signed up.
Okay. This is a first reading, so it'll move to second reading next week, and let's go.